interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, I don't have a whole lot on this story here out of Tyler, Texas. But a woman has been charged with abuse of a corpse after she showed up at a man's funeral and walked up to the open casket and spit on the corpse. Lori Lynn Hines, 51 years old, is accused of walking into the funeral home back on November 28th. Ah, the Thanksgiving weekend. She wasn't there to give thanks, though. She was arrested for, as we said, abuse of a corpse. That's a felony offense in Texas. Spitting in the open casket. How about this 22-year-old from Rochester, New York? And the prosecutor says the motorcyclist, Noah A. Doherty, was obstructing the legal process, driving recklessly, and driving with a revoked driver's license when a deputy clocked his motorcycle going at 144 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. 144 and a 65. The deputy didn't even bother to pursue the motorcycle. He just kind of made a mental note of it and said, I'll see that guy again. And sure enough, he did. He spotted him later in Rochester and pulled him over. The speeds that were clocked on Highway 63 just east of the Rochester airport, and he was not even wearing a helmet when he went by at 144 miles an hour. And then, you know, during the traffic stop, he's unruly. He's not going quietly. He starts, he tries to get away, pulls away from the deputy as the deputy's trying to cuff him, and tries to restart the engine of his motorcycle. And then the motorcycle lurches forward and pins the cop against the car. Then they really put the cuffs on him. And they said, man, what is your deal? Why were you going so fast? He said he was going that fast, 144 on his motorcycle, because it was hot out. He said he was listening to headphones as he rode and claimed the entire incident was the deputy's fault. Look, man, so hot right now, I'm just trying to cool off. At 144 miles an hour. A little wind through your hair, you know? No helmet. And then finally, a 22-year-old man was arrested on Monday in Florida. His name is Legenius Williams. And he was hit with an assortment of felony and drug and gun charges. See, Legenius allegedly hit his girlfriend with a handgun and then fled the scene in a vehicle that had two loaded firearms, cocaine, and fentanyl in it. The girlfriend, I don't know, maybe she called the cops on Legenius. She knew he was a troublemaker, though. Back in 2013, when he was 13 years old, he was arrested for shooting another teenager. He did 8 years for attempted murder and an unrelated robbery charge. Then last year, 5 months after Legenius got out of jail, he was arrested for cocaine possession, driving without a license, and illegally possessing a firearm. He was just freed in that case this past February, but now these new charges mean Legenius Williams will be locked up for a long time. That's I Can't Believe It's News. Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.